This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, good morning, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour. It's been a relatively quiet week, but there are a few things going on that happen in the background. They're always percolating in the background. There's this thing called qualified immunity, and that's a controversial legal principle that protects a government official from lawsuits alleging that the official violated a plaintiff's rights, only allowing suits where they violated a clearly established statutory or constitutional right. And the bottom line of this, for those who believe in civil liberties, is that qualified immunity makes it very difficult to hold public officials accountable, especially police officers, even in the case of horrific brutality. And it's grating to think that this doctrine was invented by the Supreme Court in 1967. And there's a tension between the Bill of Rights, especially the Second Amendment, and qualified immunity. And, you know, there's the downsides and the risks to our rights and liberties from the invented doctrine. But there are very smart people out there, a couple of law professors, who think that the worst aspects of qualified immunity are a fantastic mechanism to undermine the Bruin decision and attack gun rights. In a forthcoming paper in the Notre Dame Law Review Reflection, Professor Guha Krishnamurti, the University of Oklahoma College of Law, and Professor Pete Salib, University of Houston Law Center, call for the abuse of qualified immunity to confiscate guns. Now, the Bruin decision threw the political project of gun regulation into question. And before Bruin, states could enact new kinds of gun restrictions if they passed a relatively stringent means and test. And that means if the laws were meaningfully reduced danger while not too heavily burdening the right to self-defense, they were allowed. After Bruin, only gun controls actually enforced in the founding era and their close analogs are permissible. Many fewer regulations will now pass the constitutional test. So, here is an unlikely source of continuing power after Bruin for states to disarm individuals they deem dangerous: qualified immunity. Qualified immunity shields state officers from monetary liability for many constitutional violations, and thus a state law enforcement officer may, after Bruin, confiscate an individual's firearm if the officer deems that person too dangerous to possess it. The officer's justifications may conflict with the federal court's understanding of Bruin or the Second Amendment, perhaps flagrantly. But unless a previous authoritative legal decision examining near-identical facts says so, the officer risks no liability. And because each individual act of disarmament will be unique, such decisions will be vanishingly rare. The result is a surprisingly free hand for states to determine who should and should not be armed, even in contravention of the Supreme Court's dictates. Thusly, the professors are advocating and encouraging the abuse of power by the police and centralizing the functions of judge, jury, and executioner into one guy, to a cop. If an officer rolls up on you and thinks you're too dangerous to possess it, I got it. Now, of course, that's not permanent. And what that will do is that would lead to another lawsuit, which would lead to another lawsuit, which would lead to it finally ending up on the Supreme Court. And what they're trying to do here is, I look at this as lawfare. But in this case, it's regulation fare, and it's a reimagination of how to take something and weaponize it. They're always looking to weaponize something. So there's no separate locus of power evaluating evidence or determining dangerousness. It's all rolled into the modern-day King George incarnate. And the professors think that because the cops risk no liability, they should do what they think is right, even if it's flagrantly wrong. Now, there's a few things wrong with that to begin with. Where is this going to happen? See, in communities, in communities where there is permitless carry, where there is permitted carry, and all this other stuff, law enforcement is actually at ease with that. Not if you listen to certain police chiefs out there in the various blue cities, but they are, right? They're not going to even be looking for it. But besides this infuriating proposal, they claim that there was a relatively stringent means and test before Bruin. No, there wasn't. They were out there and they looked at the Heller decision and said, okay, well, we're going to do everything that we can anyway. And they basically ignored it. The stringent means and test of their imagination was a rubber stamp, whether it was in California or New York. And that's what led to Bruin. And they continue their screed with an off-mark parting shot at gun rights supporters. Proponents of gun rights who skew conservative may see this as lawlessness, and in the past it has been liberals and civil libertarians who have seen qualified immunity that way. Here, as elsewhere in the law, what's good sauce for the goose is good for the gander. Gun rights advocates may therefore either accept qualified immunity's implications for their preferred rights or join with their useful adversaries in opposing it everywhere. They don't even know what they're talking about. This is total ignorance of the gun rights movement. Whether it's dogs getting shot or the killing of Kelly Thomas or Breonna Taylor or Amir Locke or the wrong door raid on Van Kang, gun rights supporters have been on the right side of the fight. Antonin Scalia and Clarence Thomas have both questioned openly qualified immunity. It does point one thing out. I find the fascinating part here. What's fascinating about it is they have been denigrating the cops, and the cops have gone into a fallback position. And now they're calling on the cops to go and be in a confiscatory stance. They're calling for them to go out and, I guess, confront gun owners simply for being gun owners. If I'm sitting there and I'm not doing anything other than sitting there and they detect that, see, this is one reason why I carry concealed. One reason I carry concealed is because no one is aware that I'm carrying a gun. Thusly, no one knows I'm carrying a gun. So then there's no question about whether I can be where I want to be or anything else, even though I can. Some people get on me about that. Some people don't like that at all. Then I take that position. But hey, this is all about staying in the fight. But I digress. These gun control supporting professors, these lawyers, these supposed legal scholars, these are the ones willing and happy to see a redo of injustices in the quest for what they openly admit is the political project of gun regulation. And why would you have a political project of gun regulation? Well, that's primarily because, and I say this at the end of every Lock and Load radio show, it's not about gun control, it's about total control. It's about a behavioral experiment. And the behavior they're looking for is compliance. Very simple. And an armed society is very hard to herd. And with each and every passing day, as I look at all these things, since the day that we ended World War II, things have diminished in the United States. And we are adopting positions. When I say we, I mean certain Americans are adopting positions and agendas and all these other things that are just absolutely Marxist. They're Nazist, you know. Nazis. Is that even a word? They're acting like Nazis. They're destroying everything they touch. They destroy everything they get a chance to touch. And now, we got a bunch of lawyers that want to take a bunch of cops who've been denigrated, vilified, and demoralized, and they want them to step up and start confiscating guns because they can, and we can't do anything about it. We could sue and everything, but, you know, we won't win because of qualified immunity. Good luck. Good luck with that one. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
And welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Going south now to Brazil. Former Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro, he made loosening the nation's restrictive gun control laws one of his administration's top priorities, and much to the chagrin of the anti-gun advocates who warned that their already sky-high homicide rate would get even worse. As it turns out, the opposite has happened, with homicide rates declining to the lowest level in more than a decade. And now the Associated Press reports that the experts are puzzled. That's because anybody steps up and says, hey, I'm an expert, let me talk to you. They don't know what they're talking about. In 2022, about 47,500 people were slain. This is coming from the Brazilian Forum on Public Safety, an independent group that tracks crimes. These statistics are widely used as a benchmark because there are no official statistics on a national level. And this was down 2.4% from the previous year. But it remained roughly even with the levels recorded since 2019. And the last time Brazil had less violent deaths was in 2011 with 47,215. The fall in homicide has left many of these public security so-called experts very puzzled, as it has been accompanied by a sharp increase in the number of guns held by Brazilians. Now, most people would tell you that if more people have guns, more people are going to die. No. One thing, I'll tell you what more people having guns does. That means there's more justified homicide. But anyway, during his term, Bolsonaro worked hard to loosen the regulations on gun ownership. In 2022, the number of firearms registered reached 1.5 million. And then President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, who took office in January, has sought to undo this. And days after coming into power, he required gun owners to register their weapons with police. And they've got new legislation they're going to get put out. And my prediction, crime goes back up. It will go back up again. Because the criminals will start to feel more emboldened by the crackdown on legal gun ownership. But in the interim, the, quote, experts, end quote, that the AP spoke about are twisting themselves into knots to come up with some sort of a theory about how violent crime dropped as gun ownership became more common. Samir Bueno, executive director of the Brazilian Forum of Public Safety, said he feels the main factor is a relative truce among gangs since 2018. In 2017, they registered 63,880 killings, and this was largely attributed to a rivalry between the First Capital Command Gang and the Red Command Gang. Carolina Ricardo, director of the Instituto de Paz, a nonprofit group that monitors public safety, said another factor is that more Brazilian states have implemented ambitious public security policies along with the social measures like trying to keep children in school. Then Brazil has a very aging population at the moment, and Ricardo said, in general, the people that die and kill are young people. And the truth of the matter is probably all of those factors had something to play in it, including the increase in civilian gun ownership. Now, according to the tenets of gun control, all of that should have been offset by the simple fact that there are more guns around, but the anti-guns equation of more guns equal crime didn't add up this time. What we look at with Brazil's gun laws as relaxed, even at the height of the Bolsonaro administration, and the homicide rate is still far above that of the United States. But that was also the case before he took office, and it was almost impossible for an average person to possess a firearm for self-defense. And that's all being reversed now. That's all being taken back. Lula's in power and moving the country's gun laws backwards. Let's see what happens to the homicide rate now. And if it starts to climb again, then the gun experts, quote unquote, have to come up with a reason why the tighter restrictions are causing more crime. Then they'll have to figure out the pitch to go after the gun owners who aren't committing crimes in the first place to tighten up on them at that point. Let's shift a little bit. How many times have you seen a poll roll out finding that gun control is popular with the people? Well, every time they open their mouths, that's what's happening. I don't really even know if that's an exaggeration at this point, you know, thousands of times. Yet you see cases like in Maine where, despite the polling saying that the measure was popular, it was soundly defeated by the voters. That's because there's a lot of things you cannot capture with a 2-second long question. It doesn't bring up the nuance of the bill. It would seem to suggest that gun control's popularity isn't quite what it is billed as. Now, John Lott says that the purpose of these surveys isn't to discover where the public stands. It's to tell the public where the public stands, to shape their opinion for them. Like NPR. Gun control advocates often point to polls showing overwhelming support. And there was a NPR PBS NewsHour survey proclaimed most Americans say curbing gun violence is more important than gun rights. But is that really the choice that we face on gun control? The survey asked, do you think it's more important to control gun violence or to protect gun rights? 60% said protecting against gun violence, and 38% said protecting gun rights. Besides extensive polling by NPR and PBS, the survey received massive news coverage in such outlets as USA Today and The Hill, with headlines echoing NPR's. And the problem is that while the media label gun control proponents as supporting safety and wanting to reduce violence, people on both sides of that debate advocate for such things. Gun rights do not inherently imply increased gun violence. All the people I know that are for gun rights are against violence. Lott cites in every case where people were more likely to favor the pro-gun argument than previously reported, they weren't overwhelmingly pro-gun in every instance. But even when the gun control argument came out on top, the difference was much narrower than it had been. And he points out that NPR and PBS spend our tax dollars on surveys that paint gun control in the best possible light. But if you look at the questions they're asking, they're very vague most of the time. What they're trying to do is show that we're a smaller percentage of the population than we actually are, all in the hopes of being marginalized will force us to change our opinion. And unfortunately for them, we sort of see through this nonsense. That's problematic. But, you know, it's, you know, no big surprise to me. No big surprise to me. In any event, that's not even really the way it rolls, but we'll get to that. This is Gun Owners News Hour. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA News Update. The head of Health and Human Services is defending the treatment that illegal immigrant children receive after they cross into Texas.
We don't cage them. We provide them with all the care that they deserve. We provide them with the kind of medical attention you would want for your child.
Secretary Javier Becerra told a conference of elected Latino officials this month that kids in their custody go through trauma before they make it to the border. A new report's critical of the care the children get once they're in custody, citing one 8-year-old girl who died. The Trump Organization is settling a lawsuit filed against it by former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen. At a hearing Friday, lawyers for both sides announced an agreement on a settlement had been reached. Cohen had sued the Trump Organization for $1.3 million over unpaid legal fees. Terms of the settlement were not disclosed. The settlement came as the civil trial was scheduled to begin Monday. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Excuse me. Got the chokes for some reason. Have a sip of the coffee real quick. When Congressman Jamie Raskin commented about the way so-called MAGA Republicans were pressing their investigation on the Biden favorable treatment by the DOJ, this was just the latest attempt at smear of the opposing party. And by default, you... You know, there's 75 million people that voted for Trump. These people probably still believe that this nation can be that shining city on the hill. Joe Biden makes a habit of criticizing the MAGA Republicans. And his press secretary, Corinne Jean-Pierre, has also used the phrase, as have many other Democrats, including Chuck Schumer. Now, MAGA... as you know, is an abbreviation for Make America Great Again. And so it's time for us to ask Democrats and their media cheerleaders, what's wrong with that? We came to the rescue in two world wars. We put the first man on the moon. We put the first woman in the Supreme Court and the first black person in the Oval Office. So, Jamie, Chuck, Joe, and the rest of you clowns, what's wrong with the desire to make America great? And you need to speak up because, you know, 330 some odd million people are listening. They deserve to know what you got against making America great. Because we all live here. We want to live somewhere where it's great. So I've got a list of questions for them. For you to consider as well. If somebody comes up to you and you're wearing a MAGA hat and gives you a bunch of stuff, here's some questions you could ask them. What's wrong with wanting energy independence and lower prices at the pump? Well, answer to that, nothing. What's wrong with wanting lower taxes and higher rates of employment, especially among minorities? Absolutely nothing. What's wrong with wanting lower food prices, healthier savings accounts, low interest rates, and more disposable income for the average citizen? Well, nothing except you're free to do things. What's wrong with having a secure economy in which people can save for their retirement and leave something besides debt for their spouses and children? What's wrong with wanting a secure border, a stronger military, better law enforcement, and a restored respect for police and the sheriff's deputies? What's wrong with expecting free and fair elections where there would never be a question about cheating or vote fraud? What's wrong with wanting safer streets, safer schools, and safer neighborhoods? And you should look at how many Americans are buying guns right now in that direction, if you were actually interested in listening. What's wrong with wanting better education, affordable health care, and better support for our veterans? What's wrong with putting criminals in jail and zealously protecting the rights of law-abiding citizens guaranteed by the Constitution, including the Second Amendment? What's wrong with freedom and liberty and the ability to disagree without fearing investigation by weaponized FBI, ATF, or IRS? Now, all that stuff I just mentioned, that is possible in a great America. And all these things are part of the fabric of the Make America Great Again movement, and all these things would strengthen our democracy. We've had these things before, and we were happy. What's wrong with wanting them back? Democrats use the MAGA reference as if it's somehow un-American to want America to be great. Don't you want America to be great? And we're not talking about going back to the time when there were slaves or any of that nonsense. No. We're talking about the time when we were great. And here we are, wiser than we were even then. How great could we be? Because we have achieved greatness before, and we can do it again. And even now, with all the troubles of their failed policy that they've created, inflated energy costs and higher food prices and rampant crime, we still got more people coming to this country than any other place on the planet. Still representing a promise, not because of you, Democrats, but in spite of you. If they didn't think this was such a good place, why would they be pouring over the border? They seem to think America is a good place, but what's wrong with making it a great place? And apparently only Democrats seem to know the answer. Otherwise, they would not be demonizing half the population by obsessively applying the MAGA label to people as though they were lepers. And Democrats may not care to admit it, but referring to your opponents as MAGA Republicans is nothing more than not so subtle, social bigotry. And we're all familiar with the logic that suggests when people resort to name calling, it's a signal they have lost the argument. And, they know they've lost, but they stubbornly cling to their Marxist ideal and the green agenda. And if they can't answer these questions, here are two more that they could answer, maybe. Who do you want to model us after? And in what country would you prefer to live? And if you let us know that, we can make arrangements for your transportation. Now, besides all of that, in the 80s, when I was in the military, and I was stationed in Europe, then later when I was stationed at Campbell, the military then, we could be, in Europe, we were on the modern battlefield in 32 minutes. From the call going out to us actually being on the cobblestones, vibrating, heading towards the destination, 32 minutes. We were sharp. We didn't have the benefit of all the equipment they have today. To be sure, we had the class of equipment on the planet at the time. They were just beginning to, they had just begun fielding the Humvees and the M1 tanks and the Bradleys and the Blackhawks and all that other stuff. The Apaches were coming in. It was all brand new, and all of that new technology meant that we were not something to be taken lightly. There was 500,000 of us on the continent of Europe. So it was not like they were going to just roll in. And we were doing more to protect Europe than Europe was doing. and we were all young. We all volunteered to give our best youthful years to the country, and we had no intention of letting that go easily. And in the 80s, America was great. In the 90s, it began to wane a little bit. And then, of course, in the 2000s, you know, during the 90s, we had the Clintons come in. And then in the 2000s, we had the Obama administration. And, I mean, they've been trying to diminish us for quite some time. Clinton maybe was a little more pragmatic and actually wanted to have some sort of a presidential legacy. Obama wanted a transformation. Although I'm not giving anything to Clinton. I don't want to give anything to Clinton. So, you know, that's... Let's just make that straight, shall we? But as for the rest of you that are out there, call it what you want to call it. I am an America First populist. I don't care what an American looks like. I don't care what an American's sexual orientation is. I am equal opportunity to everyone. Unless you fail to give me less than equal opportunity. Then I am bigoted towards you. I'm an ist. I'm a phobe. I will do unto others. That's all I know how to do. And for those of you that have no idea what I'm talking about or don't even get what I'm trying to say, I understand. But what's wrong with wanting to live in a great country? Huh? We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to DanPilla.com to order your copy. That's DanPilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to DanPilla.com. That's DanPilla.com.
Hey, y'all. Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
One more time, huh? This is Gun Owners News Hour. You know, I was reminded of something this week that I will face at some point. Normally on twice a week, I do a segment on Lock and Load with Dean Weingarten. And Dean is a little older than me. But I have seen, in my time doing this, I've had, I knew Bob Owens at Bearing Arms, and when he killed himself, he and I were sort of on the outs and everything else, but I had no idea what was going on with Bob at the time. And I just, at first, and I still to this day don't understand what happened with Bob. Then my first radio producer, he killed himself in 2018. So I'm trying to get a hold of Dean, and Dean had something come up, and I didn't know what it was, and I couldn't get a hold of him. I was thinking, you know, what if something has happened to him, and I never know what happened to him, although it would probably be revealed at Ammo Land where he writes. And then it turned out that Dean just had a family thing he had to go take care of. So, all was good. And then I get the news that Jim Scouten has passed away. This guy was a shooting sports TV legend, a mentor to Ammo Land. There's a brief statement that came from Shooting USA. It is with great sadness that we announce the passing of Jim Scouten and his 30 years of reporting the shooting sports. Jim played a pivotal role in the industry and will be greatly missed. As always, shoot safely, shoot often, and keep him in the 10 ring, Jim Scouten. In the talk media that is gun talk, and when I talk about this, I'm going to lump everybody into this. You know, the YouTubers and the bloggers and the podcasters and the talkers. I know of three radio shows that are multi-market. I know of numerous podcasts that are pretty big YouTube channels, all this other stuff. There's only probably about 200-250 people doing this kind of thing though daily. So when we lose a voice like this, who is a precursor to just about everybody out there, this is one of those moments where you sit back and go, gosh, look at what time is doing to us. World shooting champion Julie Galoob, she said, you know, days like this will come, but that doesn't mean it makes it any easier. The shooting world has lost an icon, and my heart aches for loved ones and crew. I grew up with Jim Scouten's unmistakable voice narrating the stories and actions of the shooting sports. I was starstruck to meet him and later floored and honored to work with him through Shooting USA's Impossible Shots and Jim Scouten's Shooting USA. Thanks for all your tips and advice, laughs, birthday celebrations, and unwavering dedication to 2A Jim. I will miss our chats and selfie snaps, Please say hi to Dad for me. He's always been a huge fan, too. May you rest in peace, knowing so many are grateful for you. From Michael Bain, host of Outdoor Channel show Shooting Gallery. I'm a little without words here. I know the passing of my friend, my friendly competitor for so many years and a giant in our industry, Jim Scouten. It was watching his older show, American Shooter, that convinced me that I wanted to try my hand in this television thing. I think the first television-y thing I ever did was scout a USPSA competition for American Shooter. He and I went head-to-head for 2 decades, Shooting Gallery against Shooting USA, but we were, in a sense, never true competitors. Jim and I had different visions, but both of us had an irrevocable commitment to the 2A, to our culture, and to our sports. John, my heart breaks for you. Go with God, Mr. Scouten, and keep him in the 10 ring. From Hornady Manufacturing, the shooting and hunting sports industry mourns the loss of Jim Scouten, a friend and colleague to many at Hornady. Jim was a man with a charismatic personality and an iconic voice that entertained TV audiences throughout the course of his professional career. He was a huge supporter of the industry and worked diligently to promote shooting and firearm advocacy through the outreach afforded by his dedicated TV audience. We extend our deepest sympathies to his family, and we know that Jim has left a legacy that will stand the rest of time. As always, shoot safely, shoot often, and keep them in the 10 ring. So, losing a legend is never easy. You know, right now in talk radio, they're still trying to absorb the loss of Rush Limbaugh. That's hard. And this is sort of the equivalent. And as we, you know, I do segments a lot of times on The Daily Show with various people and everything. Some of them young, some, but most of them are not. You know, most of, probably the youngest one I deal with is probably in his 40s somewhere. And it comes down to, you know, I don't know what the different motivations are, but all of it translates into support for the Second Amendment. And this is why when we lose one, it's tough. It's always tough. So to that end, as I sit here and think about it, I met Jim Scouten one time. I met him at the Amelan Breakfast at SHOT Show. I walked up to him to introduce myself. And I had been accused on a couple of YouTube videos of stealing his voice. And right now, I can't even remember what he sounded like. But I said that to him, and he looked at me and smiled and said, "I guess I'll have to call my lawyers." So, very gracious man. I mean, we didn't make a lot of small talk or anything. I just introduced myself to him and moved on. He was in the middle of a conversation. You should never interrupt it if you can help it. And so I did. I moved on and I did my stuff. And I'd seen him going to, I mean, everywhere he went at the various shows, he always had a big crew and he was always doing a big production. And it was so many people I know in the industry have been touched by him, influenced by him, worked with him. I never had the honor or the opportunity. But in a great many ways, he's the one that broke trail for a lot of the stuff that I do today. So I didn't know him. And it's hard for me to sit here and try to pitch you a heartfelt memorial for him because I didn't know the man. That's to my detriment. I should have known him. I would have loved to have known him. But I will say this. He is monumental. Despite the fact that I didn't personally know him. You know? despite that little fact. And we're going to miss him, just as we miss anybody that falls by the wayside. Sometimes, some of these guys just sort of vanish. They just sort of fade away. But behind them is always a body of work that cannot be expunged. Some people will try to do it. Some have made big mistakes and been expunged. But still, even up to that point to where they make a mistake, the body of work is always impressive. Jim Scouten was not one of those who made any mistakes. He was always there. He was always in the middle of promoting it. He was with people young and old alike, male and female. He was a great ambassador. When it came to representing gun rights, he was a superb content creator, a superb TV personality. He'll be hard to replace. He may be irreplaceable. We'll see. I hope his son, John, picks up the reins and continues on. Because nobody that does what we do want it to ever stop. We would love to continue to do it forever, but time is an unforgiving entity in that. So, just something we have to keep in mind as we go along. But Jim Scouten, Shooting USA, rest in peace and Godspeed. Stay awake, stay aware, and keep your concealed carry weapon with you everywhere you go. This has been Gun Owners News Hour.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.